And now, the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Yes, it's happening here with the Turnbull government, and it's happening over there with Theresa May's government, moving against foreign criminals and international organised crime. Adam.
That's certainly the plan, and indeed the UK Security Minister, Ben Wallace, says, and he kind of got rather specific on this, that there are Russian oligarchs who'll be forced to explain their luxury lifestyles. He says some will feel the full force of the government, but it's not just about Russians, of course.
No.
It's about all kinds of criminals.
How do you do it? They're often smarter than government, aren't they?
That's the problem. They usually have very good accountants and very few traceable links, and although it's estimated £90 billion of illegal cash is money laundered in the UK every year, how do you get that stuff? I mean, it's hard enough, for goodness sake, enforcing sanctions against North Korea, let alone finding stuff in your own system. But they're going to have a go anyway, at least.
Yeah, well, same here, but my God, we forego a lot of revenue, don't we? A new shark repellent.
Well, that's the idea, certainly. And there's father and son, Colin and Simon Brooker, who've sold up their two cafes that they owned in Cardiff in Wales, and they're going to test this new shark deterrent. They say it's based on a chemical that already exists as a kind of spray repellent. But what they do is they create a halo in this thing, a poddy, around surfers with a synthetic essence of rotting shark flesh. The only trouble is I looked it up, and I'm sure they have as well. There's no evidence that it necessarily works.
And how do you make a quid out of it?
Well, exactly. What they're going to do is test it. And I suppose the point is if they can prove that it does work, although, frankly, it must be one of the more dangerous things in life is proving that a shark repellent works. But they're going to go have a go in the waters off South Africa. And presumably, if it is something that creates a halo around surfers, they can market it and sell it.
And what are they selling? What are their private assets that they're selling to fund all this?
Two cafes.
I tell you what, I hope they get a lot for the cafes.
They're getting £250,000, which it's obviously going to take some doing, isn't it? But I quite like the idea that they're kind of trading in whales for sharks.
I agree. Good on you, Adam. You're a funny man.